but...
The sun has just come out over Prague's Old Town Square, and the Easter market is now looking a lot less sodden and a lot more appealing than it was 5 minutes ago. So I'm going to take advantage of the good weather, this little window of good weather, and go and ask a few people shopping at the Easter market what they're buying, and a few of the stall holders about the traditional crafts that they're selling.
One of the first things to catch my eye at the Easter market was a stall covered from head to toe in elaborately painted, brightly coloured eggs. Martina Schneiderova was manning the stand.
We are selling here real eggs. It's Christmas, Easter tradition.
Okay, can you tell me a bit about this Easter tradition?
These patterns are... Every pattern is from some region of Czech Republic, and it's typical tradition for Easter. How to decorate it? It's different. There are wax and paints, needles to scarf it.
Then in your house, where do you put these eggs?
It's decoration, and there are traditions on Easter Monday. Boys are going and they beat girls, and then girls give eggs to boys.
There are lots of food stands at the Easter market on the Old Town Square, selling drinks like mulled wine to keep you warm, as well as very Central European-looking large chunks of pork. But you can also buy some regional delicacies to take away with you and eat over the Easter period, as stall owner Magda Slamova explains.
We have here typical Hungarian sausages, but these are not normal sausages you can get in the shop, because in the shop you usually don't get really that good quality stuff. And here we have sausages from the real meat, we have horse meat, we have beef, we have also pork meat here. Also, we have cheese, goat cheese, sheep cheese. Those are Hungarians.
Okay, but what about Czech Easter? I mean, what's the traditional Czech Easter food?
Czech Easter food? Oh, you got me there. It's typical to drink at Easter in the Czech Republic. No, I would say it's mazanet. It's the type of sweet bread with raisins in it. And you eat that with butter. Or you see these little sheeps, like the cakes. That's also typical. And yeah, I can't think of anything else. Eggs. Basically, the typical tradition is to paint eggs with the wax and then color them and do that with your kids at home.
Have you been selling lots of sausages and cheese in the run-up to Easter then?
Yes, we're trying to, but the weather is not really cooperating, so it can be hard when it's snowing.
It must be hard for you to stay warm in here. Do you have a little heater or something?
No, but we have a little bit of Becherovka, but don't tell anyone.
Perhaps one of the warmest places to stand at the Easter market is next to the blacksmith's stall, where several muscly men show onlookers how to make horseshoes and bells over a blazing fire. Tomasz Pikin is one of the craftsmen.
Can I ask you what you're making here?
Some bells or candlestick holder for bells.
Are they particularly Easter? Is this an Easter tradition?
I think it's traditional, the Czech traditional.
And are you a blacksmith?
No, I am not a blacksmith. I am I'm a mechanic.
A mechanic. All right. So how did you end up in this job?
It's my hobby.
And have you been doing a good trade this Easter? It seems like lots of people are interested in what you're doing.
I don't think so.
It's not been good this year?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe the tourists are not so rich like last year.
But what about the tourists visiting the market themselves? What do they make of it? I spoke to a group of people visiting from Britain.
What do you like the most?
The colour. Yeah. The colour, and it's so well organised, and it looks very nice.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. The apple drink is really, really good. Really good.
And is this like, is there anything similar in Britain? Because I know at Christmas there are these Christmas markets, but what about Easter?
Yeah, it's nice to see actually they've bothered about Easter, and the way they've decorated the trees is lovely.
It's beautiful. They don't sort of celebrate anything like this at home, do they?
No, not
in market-wise, no. They don't.
And have you bought any souvenirs here that you're going to take home for British Easter?
Yes.
Linda has?
Yes, I bought, I don't know what it is, but it's a crystal at Twirs round over there for my little boy, and bought myself a nice ring. Right. Yeah, lovely glass bauble thing. So, yeah, did all right.
The driving snow we've had in the last few days may have done its best to put people off coming to the Eastern Market, but judging by the general atmosphere of the place, as well as the testimony of those present, it seems to have done little to dampen the mood. Dzień